I didn't intend to do this, but I'm just intrigued by the question. So Laura comes in yesterday, and I knew she was going to get something done to her hair. She was talking about it yesterday, but...
She's always talking.
I didn't really hear what she was having done.
But I didn't say...
All I knew is you were going to do something.
And I don't... So I used to have so much anxiety, like I hate going to the hairdresser, and I'd go once a year and be like, just snip the bottom, because I was afraid. So since November, I've become more of a female, and I'm trying to do girlier things.
How so?
I'm going to salons.
Yeah.
I've gotten 2 pedicures.
Wow.
In the last year.
That's so not you.
I'm wearing lip plumping lip gloss to try
Mustache
to help.
Mustache is gone.
Yeah. I'm working on all angles here.
What kind of Black & Decker device did you use to beat back the mustache?
It worked. That's all I have to say.
All I know is so many bees came up with so much wax.
Yeah. Was it a Toro? I don't know if it was like a, you know what I mean?
I love the Toro.
Could have been. I don't know if John Deere makes a bush beating device.
Well, I don't know what to say here.
Anyways, my anxiety, in November, I had the blonde highlights put in and had it curled and things were different. So now what I do is I go in without any ideas in my mind, except I sit down and I say, do whatever you want to me.
So wait a minute. You didn't know? Didn't know you were going to get your color changed?
That's a lot of trust there.
All right. So, I want to ask because I want to get I want to hear from a couple of women. I want to open this up because I would love to hear from women just for a couple of seconds here. She changed her hair from blonde to brown. Now, Jeff's not a fan because he likes blonde.
Yeah.
You knew he didn't like brown, and you did it anyway, which I'm so proud of you.
It wasn't, but I didn't go in there saying, change my hair. I went in and said, do whatever you want to me.
Wow,
and
that's unusual. And
how come,
right,
how come you never walk in this studio and say the same thing?
Do whatever you want to me. You know? All right, so it comes off, it's brown. So, what's your reaction?
He looked at me, and he's like, do you like it? And I'm like, I actually like it.
Okay.
I think I like it because this is a shock to me. I haven't seen myself with brown hair since I was like... Seventh grade.
Okay.
So I liked it, and that was it. And I went home, and Jeff's like, whoa.
All right. So he's not a fan, but his buddies were.
They gave me extra hugs last night.
Roadkill hasn't gotten up from his chair because of the awkward boner he has since you came in this morning. Have you, you have no experience yet as to whether or not anybody's going to treat you different.
I have no idea.
My question is to women only, please, for this. Just I'm going to open up the phones at 888-556-7625. If you changed your hair color, how did you get treated differently? Because, you know, blondes, you get that what's it called? People think, oh, blondes are ditzy, they're stupid, blah, blah, blah. That sort of mischaracterization or whatever the word I'm looking for is. Hun, don't.
They ask for pictures, and now
I know they ask for pictures, but you're making that face.
I'm so bad with selfies. That wonky, I try to control.
Yeah. It's on.
Anyway, it's not really wonky. It's.
I love the fact that guys will text in or whatever and say put up pictures, which we would do. But the fact that you're so quick and adamant about it makes you seem like a pervert.
Yeah,
I just want you to know that. So anyway, Laura's going to post a picture. But my point is, did you get treated differently when you changed her hair color? Like if you went from blonde to black. What was it different? Or black to blonde? Or what about redheads? How do they get treated? Did you get treated differently when you changed your hair color? Now, some of the texts are, Laura's definitely becoming more of a girl. Okay, that's good. This is the picture of Laura here. Okay, take it easy. Let me see here.
Here's a picture of Laura.
I'm blonde, and a few years ago, I dyed my hair light brown. I felt like I became invisible to men.
Oh, I don't want
that. That's horrible.
I went blonde back in 2008. Definitely more attention. Got more attention. Not necessarily welcome. That's from Jen. See, I'm wondering.
Yeah, what did the kids think?
So I don't know.
Stranger danger. Stranger danger.
So,
whistles.
I honestly.
This is not my mother.
Stranger danger.
Kidnapper.
Stop, drop, and roll.
So I got to camp to pick up Parker, and if I didn't have Dylan with me, he wouldn't have came out.
Right.
They went and got Parker, your mom's here, and he looked and went back to playing. And they go, no, Parker. And then he saw Dylan and came out, and he goes, I didn't even recognize you.
Yeah, wow, that's crazy. Rebecca's on the phone. Good morning, Rebecca. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. So tell me, did you change your hair color? Did you get treated differently? If so, how?
Yes. When I was a kid, I used to be blonde. I was very, very, very blonde, and people used to treat me different all the time back then even.
Yeah.
And so I got rid of it as soon as I could dye it. And the last several years have been this flaming bright red orange, red color.
Yeah.
And people think that I'm like this crazy wild person, like parties all the time, and I'm totally not. I'm a homebody, quiet.
Yeah. See, now I wonder about like women who have like black hair and all of a sudden they go purple. Like, what about the people that do different colors? Yep. You know what I mean? How do they get treated differently?
I'm always envious of those people that can do that.
I think men are more intimidated by a woman who's got a bunch of different colors because they think, like you said, Rebecca,
crazy,
right?
And the head crazy in bed.
Yeah, and some dudes are into that, you know, like a fully tattooed lesbian. Some people are really into it, and they love it. I don't know. Thanks for the call, Rebecca. I may know somebody who loves really tattooed lesbians. I'm not exactly sure who that may be. How'd that picture come out for you?
Because
I got to tell you something. The pose you just did, yeah, it was goofy.
Is that one okay?
No, Laura Hahn, no.
What about that one?
No.
What about that one?
No hat with a propeller on it, huh?
You can't.
You have no hat with a propeller
to
use at all?
I'm trying.
Gretchy, I laughed when I heard you talk about the effects of changing hair color. I'm a natural blonde, but I turned 40. I dyed my hair dark brown. Sometime later, I got a flat tire. No one stopped to help me until I was already tightening the lugs back on the spare tire. I was in pretty good shape at the time, too, so I was wearing a flattering outfit. I realized immediately that if I had blonde hair, I would have had a ride immediately. I would have had a ride immediately.
Well, see, that's sad.
Hi, Morning Buzz. Hi, who's this? It's totally true. Hello? Okay, then.
Honestly, I don't think I've ever seen anything more sad than I'm watching now.
Because then I can't
take
a selfie.
Then you're trying to take a selfie.
Is that okay?
It's okay. I'll take it. I'll take it during the break. All right, well, anyway. I don't know.
So
I just find it amazing. Since when has she made decisions without Jeff's blessing? You definitely have stretched it out by going out to.
Jeff. Whatever you want to me, and this is what he did.
And she never says that here.
Yeah, ever. That is so weird. Don't make that face on. Just smile.
It's a smile.
Okay, hold on. May I just?
It's a good one, I think.
Okay, all right. Here's what I want you to do. Hold on one second. All right, tilt your head down a little bit. Put your hair in front of your eyes a little bit. Okay. Mm-hmm. No, not messy. It's a little messy there. Okay. Hold on. Don't move. That's your picture right there.
Now say the word moist.
Take my word for it.
I don't think my nose looks bumpy.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, all right.
Well, there's only so much we can do.
I don't have Photoshop, for God's sake. It's an iPhone. I didn't
touch it up. I'm a photographer, not a magician.
I'm using Kayla's.
Okay, go ahead. Fine, there you go. You win. Excellent. Have a wait. Now, you realize, right? It's nice. You look great. I've said it. I just find it funny that, you know, she's going to post it and dudes are going to go after it, right?
People are ruthless.
Oh, they
I think
were.
It'll look lovely. I think it looks great. People are ruthless.
On my Facebook page yesterday, I posted pictures as I was getting dead. People were like, I can't believe you're putting pictures of you with foils in your hair. I'm like, I don't care.
I always thought that was cool about you, that you have no problem showing your goofy side or...
Because
most women go, don't bring up my flaw.
You come in and tell us.
Gretchy, I've been a blonde my whole life. I dyed my hair brown once and nobody paid attention to me anymore.
Sorry, Barbie.
See, I got people saying I like your old color better, or I have much better with your new color.
Would you ever consider going jet black?
No, I don't think that would look good on my skin.
The thing about jet black is I feel like they're going to want to draw blood from me in the middle of sex. Oh. You know what I mean? Carry around a vial of my own blood around their neck.
And that takes it to a whole new level.
It does.
It doesn't match her. She's a little bubbly.
Yeah, all right.
You can be bubbly with black hair.
You color your hair?
I am not as blonde, but I am blonde.
But you've always been blonde.
I don't know anything else.
All right. Well, anyway. Laura is now brown hair, so for the first time since this show started,
I feel like my bathing suit area is going to explode.
Carpet matches the drapes. The carpet's matching.
There's no carpet.
If you wanted to have it, that's all I'm saying. What a great day. All right.
There's a pain for
everybody
that.
Everybody enjoy. Labor Day.